wooden fork sticking out of the dog. The points of the fork must have gone all the way through the dog and into the ground, because the fork had not fallen over. I decided that the dog was probably killed with the fork, because I could not see any other wounds in the dog, and I do not think you would stick a garden fork into a dog after it had died for some other reason, like cancer, for example, or a road accident. But I could not be certain about this. I went through Mrs. Shears's gate, closing it behind me. I walked onto her lawn and knelt beside the dog. I put my hand on the muzzle of the dog. It was still warm. The dog was called Wellington. It belonged to Mrs. Shears, who was our friend. She lived on the opposite side of the road, two houses to the left. Wellington was a poodle. Not one of the small poodles that have hairstyles, but a big poodle. It had curly black fur. But when you got close, you could see that the skin underneath the fur was a very pale yellow, like chicken. I stroked Wellington and wondered who had killed him and why. Chapter 3. My name is Christopher John Francis Boone. I know all the countries of the world and their capital cities, and every prime number up to 7,507. 8 years ago, when I first met Siobhan, she showed me this picture, and I knew that it meant sad, which is what I felt when I found the dead dog. Then she showed me another picture, and I knew that it meant happy, like when I am reading about the Apollo space missions, or when I am still awake at 3 or 4 in the morning, and I can walk up and down the street and pretend that I am the only person in the whole world. Then she drew some other pictures, but I was unable to say what these meant. I got Siobhan to draw lots of these faces, and then write down next to them exactly what they meant. I kept the piece of paper in my pocket and took it out when I didn't understand what someone was saying. But it was very difficult to decide which of these diagrams was most like the face they were making, because people's faces move very quickly. When I told Siobhan that I was doing this, she got out a pencil and another piece of paper and said it probably made people very confused. Then she laughed, so I tore the original piece of paper up and threw it away, and Siobhan apologised. And now, if I don't know what someone is saying, I ask them what they mean, or I walk away. Chapter 5. I pulled the fork out of the dog and lifted him into my arms and hugged him. He was leaking blood from the fork holes. I like dogs. You always know what a dog is thinking. It has 4 moods: happy, sad, cross, and concentrating. Also, dogs are faithful, and they do not tell lies because they cannot talk. I had been hugging the dog for 4 minutes when I heard screaming. I looked up and saw Mrs. Shears running towards me from the patio. She was wearing pyjamas and a house coat. Her toenails were painted bright pink, and she had no shoes on. She was shouting,
"What in fuck's name have you done to my dog?"
I do not like people shouting at me. It makes me scared that they are going to hit me or touch me, and I do not know what is going to happen.
Let go of the dog! Let go of the dog, for Christ's sake!
I put the dog down on the lawn and moved back 2 metres. She bent down. I thought she was going to pick the dog up herself, but she didn't. Perhaps she noticed how much blood there was and didn't want to get dirty. Instead, she started screaming again. I put my hands over my ears and closed my eyes and rolled forward till I was hunched up with my forehead pressed onto the grass. The grass was wet and cold. Chapter 7. This